We're definitely back. You are tuned in to Drive Time Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Agra. And
want to bring her up?
Yeah, let's see, make sure we have Leah on the line.
Let's see what we got here. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Leah. How you doing?
I'm fine, Vern. How are you?
I'm well. Hold on 1 second. We do this whenever we have a guest on, we give them our applause because we're just so grateful and thankful that you are here with us. So just hold on. Let me give you the applause. So, Leah, will you do me a favor and pronounce your last name? Because I didn't want to mess it up.
That's okay. It's Sayuta.
Sayuta.
See, I was going to say Sayuta.
Oh, what nationality is that?
That's Polish.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Sayuta. Yeah, it is. I got it.
All right. It's easier than you think it will be.
Yeah, I like it. So, can you first start off by telling us who you are and what you do and who you are associated with?
Sure. Well, I'm joining you today, and I'm very honored to do so. Thank you. I'm a member of the Hudson Valley Autism Society. I'm on the board of directors, and we are supporting a huge walk for autism this coming month on April 24th. But also professionally, I am the coordinator for our family support program at the Center for Spectrum Services, which is in Kingston, New York.
Okay. That's a lot. So
keeps me busy.
Yeah. So you know the ins and outs about autism, right?
I think so. I personally don't have a child with autism, but I have worked with hundreds of families who have walked the journey with autism. And hopefully I will do them justice by representing them.
Okay. We're going to ask you a couple myths. I have a couple. And you can either tell us if they're myths or if they're actual facts, okay?
Okay.
And maybe give us a little detail because, like, we're all kind of, like, we're not informed enough. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why we wanted you on the air with us. Mm-hmm.
Sure. And autism is very complicated.
Yeah. Okay. So here's a myth. People with autism can't feel or express any emotions, happy or sad.
That's absolutely false. That is a myth. Children with autism, adults with autism have a full range of emotion as anyone else does. They experience love. They experience anger and fear and worry and all of the beautiful range of emotions that everybody else does. What might be a little bit more complicated is that their outward expression may not necessarily match their inward expression.
Okay.
So their facial expression, their gestures, their body posture may not look to us to be consistent with their emotional response as well.
Okay. People with autism are just like Dustin Hoffman's character in Rain Man.
That is a myth. There are individuals with autism that have what's called savant skills or unusual talents, unusual cognitive ability, unusual sets of skills and talents that that Dustin Hoffman's character had. But that is rare. Most people with autism have some delay of social communication deficit. Many have some delay of verbal and communication deficit. Many have some delay of cognitive deficit. There are kids that have wonderful skills and abilities and children who their skills are in the delayed range or average range or even above average. But I think what is so amazing and so special that each child, each adult with autism is a very unique, very special, and very unique individual who is capable of loving and giving back to the world.
Okay.
Ray? People with autism will have autism forever.
Autism right now is considered a lifelong disability. That is part of the diagnostic criteria. But that doesn't mean that people with autism can't learn and grow and develop new skills and new abilities. It doesn't mean that they can't develop good coping skills. It doesn't mean that they can't learn and graduate from high school and college. There are people with PhDs who have autism, Temple Grandin probably being the most famous. And there are individuals with autism who are married, have children, and live very, very functional lives.
Okay. Is this a myth? Styrofoam is connected somehow to autism.
That is probably a myth. There is no research study that I'm aware of that has proven a direct correlation. There are lots and lots of theories about what autism, what is causing autism. There are a lot of environmental considerations. There are genetic considerations. There are prenatal considerations. At this point, the cause for autism is unknown. There is no research study that has shown a definitive link between styrofoam or any other environmental agent in causing autism. Okay. We hope, you know, in the coming years, the research will give us more of that information, but at this time, we don't have it.
Okay.
What are some of, if there are any signs or things that a parent can notice that their child may need to be tested for autism?
Sure. If parents have concerns about their child development, whether it's autism or just delays in development, they are certainly entitled to work with the early intervention program or their school district to get free evaluations. And if the child qualifies, they can get free therapy as well. That might be educational services, speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy. All of those evaluations and services are free of charge for the family, in New York State at least. But some of the early signs that parents may think about is whether or not the child is making appropriate eye contact, whether or not the child is looking to the parent or another familiar caregiver for information, whether or not they're using pointing to communicate what they want or need, whether or not they are developing expressive language or the ability to use words to communicate what they need. Some children may have unusual restricted motions or movements, such as hand flapping or other what we call stereotypical motions or movements. Some of the kids may play with toys in unusual ways, such as spinning their wheels. There may be children who are just not curious or interested in interacting in playful manners with other children or with the adults. But what's most important is to recognize that all of these symptoms, there is a range of what would be considered typical development. There are many children who will display some of these behaviors inconsistently. But when we do evaluations, we're looking at that these behavioral signs or symptoms are fairly pervasive, fairly consistent, and may not be improving as time goes on.
I have a question from a caller. I think this is Bo Diddley, guys. He called in.
Okay.
Babies are now vaccinated at 2 months. Do you have any comments on the connection between vaccination and autism?
This is probably the question that I get asked the most. The medical community has done many research studies that have disproven the connection between vaccinations and autism. There have been multiple research studies, what we call double-blind studies, peer-journaled and really critically acclaimed studies that have shown there is no clear link between autism and vaccinations. Children receive a lot of vaccinations, and oftentimes there is regression for a child with autism between 12 months and 24 months. So there is some correlation between the timing of vaccinations and the timing of that period of regression for some kids. There are many parents that believe there is a link between vaccinations and their child's autism. And there are some parents who believe that very, very strongly. There are some groups of parents and other professionals who do believe that strongly. But the medical community is very clear in their stating that there is no definitive link between autism and vaccinations at this time.
You know what? I got to give you a clap for that because you know you are a professional. You are. Let me. You get the special clap for that right there.
Thank you.
You did that.
But it's scary, and we certainly recognize that. And some parents do choose to have the vaccinations spread out, and sometimes that gives the family some reassurance.
So we're going to ask you a couple more questions, and we're going to let you go. Here's one, another myth, maybe. Children with autism can't stand to be touched.
That's not true. There are some children with autism that can't stand to be touched. But the majority of children with autism do like to be touched. They like to be cuddled. They like to be played with. They may like to be tickled. But again, it's very individual. Just as there are adults and people without autism who have a different tolerance to touch, the same is true for kids with autism. So my recommendation is to work with the parent or caregiver who knows the child well and don't invade a child's physical space unless you have cues that they are interested in having you touch them. But that's true for every child, I believe. And kids with autism may be very, very open to having an affectionate, loving physical relationship with their primary caregivers.
Okay. True or false, people with autism are intellectually disabled?
That is probably true to some degree. Right now, the research showing that between 60 and 70% of children with autism will have a cognitive developmental delay. But what we need to keep in mind is that our protocols for testing these kids are not very well done in terms of measuring cognitive ability for a child who may not be interested in the testing materials, the child who may have delays in communication, the child who may not really be motivated for interacting with the evaluators. So we have to keep that in mind, that our cognitive tests don't tell the whole picture.
Okay, and last question, and then we'll let you tell us again about the walk and everything that you guys have coming up. Autistic people are a danger to society.
That's not true. They are no more of a danger to society than children or adults in any other fashion. They sometimes can be victims because they may not understand social cues. I assume that they could be victimizers on occasion because they may not understand social cues. But the majority of children with autism are happy, content people, and they are not a danger to society in any way, shape, or manner. You know, there may be an exception here or there, but the rate of individuals with autism who have issues with criminal activity is relatively minor and certainly less than the general population.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So why don't you go ahead and remind us of the walk that you have and if you have anything else going on.
Sure. Well, the Hudson Valley Autism Walk and Expo is our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's going to be held on Sunday, April 24th at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds, and it is from 9 to 1. We typically have about 2,000 to 3,000 people, so it's a big walk. We have lots and lots of children's games and activities, bouncy houses, slides. There is a huge resource vendor tent. Many of the agencies that serve the autism population will be there to share information about their programs and their services. We have food vendors. There is music. Just a lot of fun for the kids, the adults, the families, the people in the community. And the important thing is that for the Hudson Valley Autism Society, 100% of the money raised from this event and all of our fundraisers goes directly to families and individuals and programs that serve our children, our adults in our community.
That's awesome.
We are a 100% volunteer board. We do not. Nobody accepts a salary for doing the work that they do for Hudson Valley Autism Society. and all of that money stays local.
Okay.
So if people can come out and support our community on Sunday, April 24th at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds, that would be wonderful. We also have a Lift for Autism, which is sponsored by Hudson Valley Strength, and that's going to be on April 16th.
Okay.
We have a big conference coming up on the new autism insurance law, and that's going to be on May 12th. And other activities and events throughout the summer and the fall. And people can go to our walk site, our website, which is autismwalkhv.org, for more information about the walk and expo on Sunday the 24th. Or they could go to our chapter website, which is www.autism-society:512. And that has information about all our upcoming events.
I know I said it was the last question, but I have one more for you.
Sure.
Will you please inform everyone what communities that you guys service?
We service most of the communities throughout the Hudson Valley. So Columbia Green, Ulster, Dutchess, Sullivan, Orange, and Putnam. But there are other societies, other regional groups through the American Association Autism Society of America. And we're just the Hudson Valley chapter. So we do this community fundraising and community awareness and really support the agency's programs and especially the individuals with autism who are right here in the Hudson Valley. And there are many. As you know, the rate right now is 1 in 68 individuals may have autism, and the numbers for boys specifically is 1 in 42.
Wow.
So it's very prevalent. These individuals are here, and unfortunately, they are underserved, and we need your support to raise the funds.
Leah, we want to thank you so much for coming on.
Definitely.
And we hope that this can be a continuing bond that we have.
Absolutely. We'd love to do this with you.
You are great, man. Sometimes, you know what? I think that what we do is just ask you a question and just sit back and just listen. You gave us a lot of information in a short amount of time.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I do appreciate the opportunity to share some information.
Okay, I will be in contact with you because you have this walk coming up. We're going to advertise the walk, but maybe we might be able to get you back on the air before the walk. And, I mean, there's so many angles we can go at. We can go at parenting and stuff like that. So maybe we can talk again soon.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.